This is Frances Boyle reading my poem, Brimstone. He smolders over perfidy and putrefaction, my brother, back from saving the world. He witnessed children made to work like slaves in emerald mines in Brazil, forests stripped and water polluted, while hired thugs keep peace for multinationals. Poison, he tells me, gets papered over with silky PR, policies and promises. Soldier of no fortune, he calls himself, bringing his fervent crusader gaze to my small orbit of life and compromise. We were raised country with church on Sundays, but I haven't been for years. The old stories seemed suspect when it came to women. Eve's bad rap, but how about Lot's wife? Turned to salt, but all she did was look back to check on friends, a home she cherished, the hearth she had kindled to a household. All left instead when angels took her by the hand to a rain of burning sulfur. So it's his talk of hellfire and brimstone that shocks me, more than his bearded pallor, the weary approximation of the easy ways we used to have. The new processing plant down the road he calls a boil on the county's ass, a festering furuncle. Hyperbole to make me smile, but his eyes are animate with righteous blaze. He wants to cut losses, says the township's in ruination, like the planet. Little worth in our old home, just four walls, gnarled fruit trees and fields gone fallow in nursing home years. I see green on the farm pond, brilliant as gemstones, while he sniffs the fetid stench of scum, another scourge on the land. I'm the one who's taking the house in hand. I sweep and scrub, wash walls and light fixtures, haul junk to the dump by the truckload. I walk the orchard, ponder how I might prune the topiary tangle of his intensity, snip it back to the shape of the brother I knew. This farm is our legacy. I can't hover at an auction, watch alone as our parents' treasures sell. I guess I'm becoming sentimental. I need us both to take just one look back.